now to that alarming health headline involving Zika here in the U.S. The first baby born in the continental U.S. with microcephaly. The baby was born in New Jersey to a mother who had contracted the virus in her native Honduras before coming to the U.S. And tonight, as we learn more about the baby, another development. A Major League Baseball player who came down with Zika is now revealing his symptoms. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
Tonight, doctors in New Jersey are revealing new details about that first Zika-affected baby born in the continental U.S. and her mother.
She is trying her best to cope with this emotionally.
Doctors saying today the mother was infected in Honduras and came to the U.S. just last week for better care. The baby born premature and has microcephaly, an underdeveloped brain and head, and eye abnormalities.
We continue to evaluate the extent of the effects of the virus on her, as well as her ability to do common childhood things.
In the U.S., there are now more than 300 women who were infected by travel-related Zika during their pregnancy. And tonight, a major league pitcher is also sounding the alarm on Zika. Francisco Rodriguez is warning athletes traveling to the Olympics to do their homework after he was sickened with Zika during an off-season trip home to Venezuela, telling ESPN that he suffered severe body aches, joint pain, and headaches, and that it took 2 months to feel like himself again.